what's on the guy's plate always looks better than what's on mine. And it's hard to resist taking just one bite, one teeny taste. It's a character flaw, I know. But I had always been able to hold off a while, keep my fork to myself, at least until the third date. By then, there was usually some other intimacy between us, easing the breach of table etiquette. Sometimes, if I felt myself weakening before a relationship had been established, I'd suggest a movie date. Most guys will share a box of popcorn. And I learned early not to pursue the ones who won't. But I didn't get a chance to do the popcorn test on Nick. Never before had such chemistry seized me on a first date. All because he ordered fried clams. Clams! A safe choice if ever there was one. I am no lover of fish, and clams are the fishiest. Slithery, slimy, and yuck. But oh, they change when they're battered and fried. The waiter took our orders and returned with a mound of frizzles that tickled my nose as it passed and went down sizzling in front of Nick. My fettuccine Alfredo paled by comparison. It sat staring up at me, flat and mute in its heavy sauce, while Nick's clams cavorted with the passion that only a friolator can induce. Frizzles embraced in couples and groups with wild abandon, a few even dangling recklessly over the edge of the plate. My mouth watered, my nostrils flared. I swear, my hand moved of its own accord, fingers leaping naked into that orgy of clams. And that's when Nick stabbed me in the back of the hand with his fork. Of course I deserved it, and the stitches too. I even hope they leave a scar, not just to remind me to keep my eyes demurely on my own plate, but also as a warning to other food thieves.